forth for me one who is to ruin Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. He shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Let us pray. Dear Lord, may the one blessed Trinity continue to guide us, your humble flock, back to the graceful, loving arms of both our heavenly host and the families that surround us here on earth. Whether born into or chosen, family and relation with one another allows us to live your commandments daily. In Jesus' name, amen. The second lesson this morning is Hebrews chapter 10, beginning of verse 5. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will. O God, in the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings, and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Let us pray. Forgiving Father, to create for all believers a way to your loving arms, you abolish the old law, all to preserve as many precious lives as possible. Therein proving that no one man or woman stands closer to you than another, that all earn forgiveness that genuinely ask for it. May we rejoice in your example, your sacrifice, and your bountiful blessings with all of our fellow creation, this season and always. God's grace to all who would receive it. Amen.
I invite you to stand for reading of the Gospel, which today is taken from the first chapter of Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered a house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped with joy. And blessed is she who believes that there will be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Holy One has done great things, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm and has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. At this time, I'd like to invite any children who'd like to join me for the children's message to come up, but not at the stairs. Oh, I tricked you. Come meet me here. I really confused some of the little tiny kids at the first service. They all went up and sat on the stairs and didn't know what to do because I changed things on them. Good, I got you right here. I want you right in the middle of the church. All right. Now, I want everybody to take a big turn and look all the way around the church and tell me what you see. Christmas stuff. Give me a little more specifics, Pat. What kind of Christmas stuff?
Decorations. tree over there.
Lights.
Lights. What do you see? The candles. Very nice. What do you see? Oh, back there. Joy. Yeah. Uh-huh. What do you see? The star. How about big red things that are kind of taking over?
The flowers. The poinsettias.
Poinsettias. The leaf thingies. We'll take that. Leaf thingies. I like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so this is all decorated, right? Well, I want to show you another decoration. So follow me. Follow me. We get to go out here. And all the grown-ups have to stay inside. They don't get to see. And they won't hear either. It'll be just for us. What's out here? Yeah. Baby Jesus thing. Anybody remember what it's called? A manger. It's a nativity set. Yeah. But what I really wanted to point out is what's on this wall. Love, joy, peace, and hope. These are banners. And what are they in the shape of?
Candles.
Candles. Don't we have three blue and one pink candles somewhere else? Oh, yeah. Where? Go show me. Oh, let's go there then.
Can you grab a candlelight from around the corner for me?
So what do you see? What are our candles here? These? Blue, and?
White.
Did you see a white one out there? Well, guess what? Tomorrow, you know what banner's going to be outside? A white one. Yes. So all of these decorations are really for Christmas. But those banners out there and this right here are Advent. These are our decorations for Advent, season that we're getting ready for Christmas. So, who has gotten to light candles? You've lit candles before, right? The four of you? All right, well, four of you are going to get to light candles then. Can you go ahead, light it on there, and light one of the blue candles for me? Did you light one 2 weeks ago? Did you get to light them? That wasn't you?
I did one.
You did one? Okay, then why don't you light one of the blue ones? Thank you, all right. All right, Aurora, can you light one of the blue ones? And Leilana or Tiana? Tiana, oh, that's your sister's name. I was gonna get one of you, okay, good. Can you give it to Tiana then? Can you light the other blue one? All the way around. I guess what that leaves for you. A pink one. You like the pink one? He's fun. Are we blowing it out for us? Good job. So we've got all of our stuff ready. So there's only one more candle left to light, right? Guess when we'll light that one?
Tomorrow.
Yes. So thank you for helping me decorate for Advent, and you can all head back to your seats. Yes, you can. Thanks. Please pray with me.
Lord, as we prepare for the arrival of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray that we would be filled with love, peace, hope, and joy. In your name we pray. Amen. Those of you who were here last week may have known that last week, last Sunday, was really a music day. It was a day of music. At our 9 o'clock service, our early service, we had lessons and carols, which has a bunch of scripture reading followed by song after song after song by our choir and by our handbells and by our organ. And it's just, it's a whole lot of work for Stephanie. And I get to sit back and listen to them make music, and it's wonderful. And then at the 10:45 service, we had our children's musical, where our children gave us word and song. And it's a whole lot of work for Mary Ann. I get to sit back and enjoy. So last week was our Sunday of music. That'll make today our Sunday of art. The first picture I want to show you is actually what the kids saw outside, in case you came in the side door. Each week we've been adding a new banner that has one of the candles, these Advent candles, right? Isn't that what you saw out there? Yeah. As we've been preparing for Advent, as we've been walking through Advent preparing for Christmas, we've lit one of these new candles each week, and we've hung up a new banner each week. And these are the different weekly themes: love, joy, peace, and hope. A few years ago, we had a couple of artists in our congregation create art on these themes, on these Advent themes. We talked with them a few months ahead of time and said, all right, can you guys work on these? And so they then created pieces of artwork that we still have and we have hanging around campus that dealt with each of these. The first one is by Caitlin Macias, and this is one that symbolizes hope. The next one was done by Melissa Stanshaw, and this one represents joy. Then we have another one for peace. This is another one of Caitlin's. So that means the fourth one is love. And Melissa did that one as well. So we have to create these pieces of artwork. That was 4 years ago, maybe? 3 or 4 years ago? Well, this year, during our Advent season, during our midweek season, we again experienced a time of creativity. How many of you have ever participated in a Bible study? Where you've studied the Bible, right? You read it and learn about it. How many of you have participated before in a Bible art time? A couple of you. Yes, those are some of you who made these pieces of art, maybe some of our children. We often study the scripture as a text to be learned and consumed, and yet so rarely do we say, let's step back and look at scripture as something to be experienced and embraced, like art, like music. So this year, during our Advent season, we looked at the phrase, God with us, which means, or is translated to, Emmanuel, on the side of our building. It's always your cheat sheet if you don't know it. So we asked artists. Now, Melissa and Caitlin had about a month or so to work on these so they could work on them, come back to them, scrap them if they didn't like them. So we had decided instead during our midweek services, we were going to have artists create pieces during our worship service. So they had about 30 minutes that they were creating art while we were being artists. And I have those pieces up. The first week our artist was Francis Coigno, somewhere over there, back there. So this is one of his pieces that he did some sketching and painting. And then the next night, I think you wanted to do some sketching and painting again, but some little ones took your paint and were using the paint, so we did the sketching during that time. And the next week we had Susan Wright was our artist, and this one she worked on both half-hour sessions, so it was about an hour, and it was talking about acts, about the giving of goods and washing of feet. And then just this past week, we have our last one, which was Ricky Fair, and she painted this one about the joy of Christmas, and the very last one, which I love, is our theme, God with us. And she put an Advent wreath. See, like us, with all of those candles lit. So during this time, we had people who were creating art, but also those of us who were gathered there, and we had very small children and very old adults and everyone in between, was also taking a time to be creative, a time to experience how God was with us. And so here are some examples of some of the creativity that people of your congregation did. Some of them painted, drew pictures, we had markers and crayons. Some people sketched what was in their mind. Some people looked around for inspiration. Some people were drawing incorporated words. Some people had fun with markers. Some people use the words to create shapes. A few folks just kept writing things that came to mind, lists, ideas, thoughts. Some people wrote entire passages, tomes, and prose, and letters. Some people let their minds wander. Some people did a combination of all of them. This was actually Vicar Maria's from the first week, from God week, and she sketched and drew and colored and wrote words and really experienced that idea of God with us. And I realized that even though it's something that we as people from Emmanuel talk about quite a bit, God with us, the very first person to really understand this, to experience it, was Mary. Before the world knew, she experienced God with her. And we see that in our gospel lesson today. Our gospel lesson has Mary's song, often called the Magnificat. And this is her glorifying response. This is her song in glory to God for the gift of Jesus. In this Magnificat, we get some of those key phrases that we have heard or said or sung or seen written on Christmas cards for generations. My soul magnifies the Lord. The Mighty One has done great things. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. All of these responses to what has happened to her. And then also in her song is a longing for what will happen. What this Messiah will do. What will happen. The powerful will be brought down, and the lowly will be lifted up. She sings that he has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. If Mary's Magnificat is not a testament to the way that Jesus is going to upset the power structure, then I don't know what is. But I'll talk more about that tomorrow night. Right now I wanted to look at this story, this gospel story, the beginning of the story, when Mary shows up and visits Sarah. So one last picture. This image of Mary and Sarah, two women of two very different generations in the same circumstance, both with an unexpected child. To me, this is the picture of Advent. Not Christmas, you know, the trees and the star and the baby Jesus, those are all Christmas, but this is the picture of Advent. This is the picture. By the way, if you Google, like on your computer or your smartphone, if you're just getting bored with me, if you search for Mary and Elizabeth, I said Sarah, didn't I? Mary and Elizabeth, I know my people. If you search Mary and Elizabeth, any of the images that come up will undoubtedly look something like this. Two women smiling. Two women reaching out, touching the other one on her pregnant belly and smiling, experiencing true joy. And in this, Elizabeth says to Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." Have any of you heard that before? Any Catholics in the house? Yes, this is from the Catholic prayer, the Hail Mary, that sacred prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. It's from this story right here, when Elizabeth first realizes what Mary has already known, that Jesus is on his way. To me, this is the picture of Advent. Not of Christmas and joy, but of Advent, of waiting, of excitement, of preparation, and of patience. Two women pregnant with child, and two women pregnant with expectation, speaking a word of blessing to each other, and speaking a word of thanksgiving to God. Speaking a word of peace and joy and hope and love. Prepare. Prepare. Be ready. Because he's coming. Amen.
If I'll ever find Out of the dust.